Lizzo apparently thinks if you don't do music, you shouldn't review it. There is the guy with the $80 tissue scam. What does it mean to be fun employed? And we have new music from Schoolboy Q, Tink, and the Amours. This is the morning playlist, and I am your host, Reese. We're going to get right into the music with Mabel, Thinking of You.
Tell if you're into me. I'm a 9-year-old 5. Been away for a couple of weeks. It could be more cause I lost track of time. Driving on the wrong side thinking of you. On the 10th floor thinking of you. And it isn't like me to be insecure. Oh, what have you done to my mind? Oh, wanna be with you, wanna be with you. Oh my God, I'm a mess. Boy, you got to me, got to me. You know you got to me. Try to forget about you.
And I carry this, haven't you heard the word round town? How I get down, they go on whistle. Everybody part is official when that ass with you. Got my dick hard as a missile. Don't hop on top, cause I ride around with a pistol. If they pull us over, I'll be out of town with an issue. If you was mine, I'd introduce you to mama. Girl, you're styling in your boots and Gabbana. I'm so used to your Prada. I take trips cause out in Houston it's hotter. Throwing that Al Green and Juice to Impala. Lay my jewels on my collar. You had me feeling like a fool when I hollered. Trying to squeeze in, but you wasn't involved. Now I ain't either. Soon as I realize that I ain't either. She in a rush to get close to me, but I ain't eager. Shit.
I am the one you denied. You push me off every time I try, but I'm alright. I'm able to swallow my pride and put all the bullshit to the side. If you're ready to ride, I'm down for a one-night stand. I'll accept it any way that I can, cause I ain't your man. I'll try for whatever it's worth. Just remember who played who first, yeah.
Look, I don't mean to bother you, but your sex appeal is remarkable. You make a G wanna walk around in the park with you. There ain't no telling the kind of things I'ma start to do. If I get wrapped up on your ass too fast, I can tell you feel the same as when I asked you last. So I'ma leave it at that, take a hint and put in my math. I imagine you probably look twice as good in the bath. And I'm bugging cause I can see you right in the hood when I pass. I'm never stable cause business is on my ass, but you can be the one that I visit before I dash. And I admit, I've been the type to hit and split. But you can't blame me for the females that I've been getting with. Cause most of these bros just had their eyes on my grit. So they ain't get shit and learn to be satisfied with the dick. And if you ain't worth it, that's all you get. I ain't gon' blame you, I'ma blame all you tricks. Cause
I am the one you denied. You push me off every time I try, but I'm alright. I'm able to swallow my pride and put all the bullshit to the side. If you're ready to ride, I'm down for a one-night stand.
It seems like your attitude only appears when I'm mad at you. When several situations occur and that includes when I'm going too long riding through them avenues. As soon as I get home, it's rumors and scattered news. You know my fantasies, am I feeling things that can't just be your girlfriend trying to sandwich me. My heart's cold and it sandwich me, cause I come from the hood where the hammers beat. I move fast, better switch pace and pop a Listerine stripping before you get all up in the bitch face. Moving your body like this gon' make me blow like a bottle of Chris. Man, I don't know knowing how to twist. You got my temperature rising from your hips and your thighs and the neck laying. Your eyes are brightening up a horizon. It comes naturally, I don't bribe them. It's easy as 1, 2, 3 and I slide.
I am the one you denied. You push me off every time I try, but I'm alright. I'm able to swallow my pride and put all the bullshit to the side. If you're ready to ride, I'm down for a one-night stand.
That was Lloyd Banks with Karma featuring Avant. Quick side note, I do not like the album version of that song. I mean, I like it. It sounds good, but the dude who's featured, I don't know who the fuck that nigga is, but they should have put the version with Avant on that bitch. I don't know why they switched it out. Maybe Avant just didn't get paid for his feature. I don't really know, but if we could start a petition to get that switched out, that would be awesome. Anyways, on to our first topic for today. I hope you guys like my new intro. I think I'm going to do it that way from now on. I like it. It's a little bit more clean. It's a little bit more straightforward. I'm fucking with it. First topic of the day. Lizzo apparently thinks that if you do not do music, you should not review it. And that is not verbatim. She said, if you don't do music, reviewers who don't do music should lose their job or something like that. Wow, do I disagree. That is like, and I am documented in, and I believe it, yeah, it was our last podcast where I sang this girl's praises. So it's not like I'm here to shit on Lizzo, but wow, that doesn't make any fucking sense. What are you talking about, sweetheart? I understand that as artists and as creators, we're sensitive about our shit, and we don't like people who have a negative word, a negative thing to say about the thing that we work so hard on to create. But there's a couple of things you got to take into account here, sweetheart. First and foremost, the thing that you're referring to is a review by Pitchfork. Maybe I'm alone in this. Maybe I'm just out of the loop, but I don't think anybody ever gave a fuck nor respected a review from fucking Pitchfork. We don't care. It's Pitchfork. Pitchfork isn't exactly the most hip-hop savvy, the most music savvy place of business in existence, especially considering it's a fucking blog in 2019. And I do believe that Pitchfork has given bad reviews on certain artists just to gain some traction on their website. Because, of course, if you're known for shitting on people, when you go to the website, you're going there to see them shit on people so that you can get upset and then help shit on Pitchfork, which then again raises their interactions, raises their traffic, raises their ratings, and they get to stick around and make money off you being mad off some shit that the nigga who wrote that shit probably don't even really feel. So why are you getting so upset? Why do you feel like these people should be fired? At the end of the day, Pitchfork, I believe at one point, and I'm going to double check on this at a later date, but I do believe Pitchfork at some point was a label. And if they were the people that were putting music out into the world, you know, they probably had a job in music. So why do... That was just such a dumb statement. And then for two... Another thing that's extremely important, Lizzo, is that just because God didn't grant me the gift of being able to play, compose, create music, doesn't mean that I don't know what good and bad music is. As a matter of fact, you should know that more than anybody, because before you were an artist, you were a fan of music. And artists, they don't like to admit it, but there was a point in time where you were a fan of music. And if you were a good artist, you are still a fan of music. There is no way to create good content if you do not have an ear to the streets in the field that you are in. For instance, if you are a YouTuber and you make YouTube videos, you need to watch a plethora of YouTube videos to know what a bad YouTube video looks like. No? So, what are you talking about? Because the love for the music is the same. The love for the music is the exact same. The love for creating the music and pushing boundaries with the content is different. But the love for the music is the exact same. You can't tell somebody who wasn't lucky enough to learn how to play a piano, because, you know, at the end of the day, we are all privileged in that right. Believe it or not, that is something that was gifted to us. That is not something that we worked hard for. Yes, you can work hard to learn an instrument, to become talented in that field, but you have to have some sort of talent to start off with. You can't go ahead. Nowadays you can. Let me not get ahead of myself. Nowadays you can be not, like, extremely untalented. I don't know if that's the correct word, but you can be not talented and have a successful and fruitful career in music. But those are still the lucky ones. The people who work hard at their craft and try to build something out of nothing are the people that succeed and stay around the longest. That is not an easy thing to do. So that's not fair to tell somebody who is in love with music, who wants to critique it, who wants to create. Because, you know, the artists, and that's the thing, the artists very rarely move the culture forward. That is something that people don't understand. Yes, we create the music that breaks off and creates all these other subgenres and allows people to do other things because they didn't know that they could do it. That's true. But if people don't fucking like it, believe it or not, you will not succeed. You will not succeed. I don't care who you are. You will not be a successful musician, a successful artist, a successful bike rider, a successful skater, a successful anything if people do not like what you do. Period. And in order for you to know who likes and dislikes your music, your art, your craft, whatever it is, you have to have someone who is going to critique you. That is important. I never want to be in a setting where everyone tells me what I do is great. I need for someone to tell me, hey, that thing you did over there, that was kind of ass, my nigga. Don't do that again. You still my guy, but don't do that shit again because that was really bad. I think that's why there's so much bad music. To be honest, I think there's so much bad music because people only like to stick around their yes men. People only like to have yes men in their crew. Everything you do is hot. You the man. Ain't nobody stopping you. No. I've always told my friends, if I do something that's bad, you should tell me. And if you don't tell me, then we can't be friends anymore. I can't trust you. If I'm walking around thinking that something I did is amazing, hot as shit in the streets, and you just not telling me that that ain't it, that Chief hit your phone and told you that that wasn't it, I don't know how I could trust you. There's a bond, for me at least, there's a bond that's built off of knowing that your friends are being honest with you. And I enjoy that honesty. It may suck sometimes because you thought something you did was great, but the other thing is that you can learn how to make that thing that was bad, you can learn how to make that thing better. And that's what's important. I'm never too shy to send a song out or just get somebody's opinion on it because I want to know what people think of me. I want to know because my friends are not robots. My friends are not of the popular consensus. We all have unique minds, but we are able to turn that unique mind off and get into the realm of the popular consensus in order to critique something. So if I'm sending them something and then they send it back and go, yo, that's not good, I have a chance to fix it before other people hear it, and then I get embarrassed. Lizzo, you had an amazing record, and I will never take that away from you. Granted, Pitchfork has no idea what the fuck they're talking about. That is true, and you should have said that. But you can't broaden that statement to say that because they don't make music, they shouldn't review your shit. That's fucked up. Because at the end of the day, they're still fans of music, and they're people who went out and played your fucking record. Or maybe they didn't. Maybe they didn't. Because, you know, sometimes I'll be reading these Pitchfork reviews and I'll be like, yeah, I didn't hear that record. There was a Royce da 5'9" song that came out recently that was called Feel Negro. And in one of the bars, Royce says, and I quote, fuck y'all and all them gay ass awards. Fuck y'all and all them gay ass awards, right? Complex posts. That was the headline in Royce da 5'9's new song. He uses the term gay in a negative connotation. Bro, you didn't even hear the song. You heard it, but you didn't listen to it. That's what you walked away from it with? You're a fucking loser. Why would I ever go to you for your news? Royce just let that shit go. I'm sure Royce saw that. He had to see it. It's fucking Complex. You made it to Complex. But he was like, nigga, like, that's what y'all wanted to do? Y'all tried to play me? And no one gave a fuck about that. Niggas heard that and said, whatever, dog. You can have that. You can have that. Quit sitting around and being mad at people for not knowing what they do. Understand that you are on tour right now and they're behind somebody's computer, typing away, just trying to get clicks off you. Don't even sweat that shit. You're doing fine. You're doing fine. You have Gucci Mane and Missy Elliott on your third record. You're doing great. Continue to do great. I just saw you on Trevor Noah. You was on the Jimmy Fallon joint and the Jimmy Kimmel joint. Like, you doing good things out here. Don't let that bullshit get in the way of your life. Please. Please. Because you know what? It happens every day. A motherfucker's doing a real good job out here. They say something stupid. Now they're gone and we never hear from them again. And I don't want that to happen to you, Lizzo, because I do love and like you. So that's all I got on that. We're going to get right back into the music here. This is The Carters with Boss.
Ain't nothing to it. Real one. Ain't nothing to it. Boss. Ain't nothing to it.
Nothing to it.
Real one. Ain't nothing to it.
Nothing.
Boss. then I ball.
Then I ball.
I ignored a lot of calls.
Click, click.
You ain't talking about nothing. I ain't got no time. Got that Donetto on my mind. Ooh, I got real problems just like you.
Bitch.
Tell that bitch I don't like you.
Oh, fuck you.
Ain't nothing to it. Real one.
Million crib, 3 million watch, all facts, no cap, false. Nigga, you not a boss, you got a boss. Niggas getting jerked, that shit hurts, I take it personally. Niggas rather work for the man than to work with me. Just so they can pretend they on my level, that shit is irking to me. Pride always goeth before the fall, almost certainly. It's disturbing what I gross.
What I gross.
Survey says you not even close.
Not even close.
Everybody's bosses till it's time to pay for the office. To them invoices separate the men from the boys. Over here we measure success by how many people successful next to you. Here we say you broke if everybody is broke except for you. Boss.
Ain't nothing to it. Real one. But my mama with my great-great-grandchildren already rich. That's a lot of brown turn on your Forbes list. Frolicking around my compound on my fortress. Ooh, I be riding around with my seat reclining. Dropping my daughter off at school every morning. We slamming car doors. I be trolling on these bum whores. You ain't talking about nothing, I ain't got no time. Chill, tell them cats they gotta relax. Toes in the sand, mama getting fast. Nothing to it, nothing to it. Real one, ain't nothing to it.
Might spend 20,000, might spend moving 50,000. I'm just fucking glad I made it out public housing. Told them I would pop and they told me shut my mouth. And then I took a rock and I turned it to a mountain. Might buy cars for the block. Might save it all and invest that shit in stocks. I might take them all to the top. Might get filthy rich and start looking like I'm not. Got my Dulce bottle on ice. Yeah, I'm nice, but I know I could be nicer. It's looking like one of those nights. They was hype when I walked in, they got hyper.
You can slide, hyper, but you gotta drive a four on the plate. You can slide, hyper, but you gotta drive a four on the plate.
They got
slide,
hyper,
but you gotta drive a four on the plate. You can slide,
hyper,
but you gotta drive a four on the plate.
Might spend 20,000, might spend 50,000. I'm just fucking glad I made it out public housing. I hear their applause and I notice they get loud when I step in the room, so I told them let the crowd in. Beat go hard, yeah, knock. All eyes on me, got me feeling like I'm Pac. I be standing on the bar giving shots. Yeah, they love a G, whether you like it or not. Got my Dulce bottle on ice. Yeah, I'm nice, but I know I could be nicer. It's looking like one of those nights. They was hype when I walked in, they got hyper.
You can slide, but you gotta drive a four on the plate. You can slide, but you gotta drive a four on the plate.
They got hyper.
You gotta drive a four on the plate. You can slide, but you gotta drive a four on the plate.
Turn the lights up.
You can slide, but you gotta drive a four on the plate. You can slide, but you gotta drive a four on the plate. You can slide, but you gotta drive a four on the plate. You can slide, but you gotta drive a four on the plate.
That was Rico Love with Hyper. All right, let's get into the next topic. This is something that I actually saw last night, and I was so fucking intrigued by it. Jesus Christ, the $80 tissue, okay? Now, I want you to, when you hear this, because I'm going to do a poor job at explaining it, I want you to go on YouTube, go to Comedy Central, and type in, or you could just type in the man who sold, just type in the $80 tissue and it should pop right up. Let me give you a quick synopsis of what happened here. This shit could have been a college seminar. I'm so intrigued by this. So there's a gentleman, he's a comedian, obviously, if it don't come up, Comedy Central, came up with this crazy idea. He's going to lock himself in a room for a week and he's going to try to create a business using only favors from his friends and the internet. I don't know what that was, but hey, as long as nobody's breaking in my house, we should be fine. But so he says, okay, he looks up some other businesses that are essentially overpriced and bullshit, right? But people are purchasing things from them, they're having good reviews on it. He goes, okay, well, this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to create a business that sells used tissues. And the story behind the used tissue is that people are going to be under the assumption, not necessarily assumption because it is given in the promo run of it, but basically it's a used tissue from somebody who sneezed into it, that once you breathe into it, you're going to get sick now so that you won't be sick ever again later. He went on Amazon, purchased him some cheap ass boxes that look not cheap. Got some cheap capsules to put the quote unquote used tissues in, because of course he's not an asshole. He didn't actually use the tissues, but he put them in these capsules and then he took pictures of them. He sent them out to major news outlets. He had some friends go out and do promo run, blah, blah, blah. Later, pretty soon, this is a popular company that has literally no sales because he put it on the website that it was sold out so that nobody could purchase them. So everybody is under the assumption that everybody has this thing and that it's such a phenomenon and a craze. And it was all bullshit. He did it just to prove a point. And the point is that with the internet, well, for one, I believe the major point that he was trying to prove is that if it seems popular, people will gravitate towards it no matter how dumb it sounds. No matter how dumb it sounds. He says in his, because he had like a little slideshow in front of a live audience, and he says that the number one thing that caused news outlets and he got in Time magazine, the number one thing that caused all of these things to happen is because even though it's bullshit, it's exciting. And people are just intrigued by this hunk of bullshit that they just have to talk about it. And number two, with the internet, you can do anything. Anybody who is trying to be successful via the internet, if you're complaining about anything, this is your fault. It's your fault. Literally nobody is in control of what you want to do more than you. This is insane. This dude just said, I'm going to use the internet and make a fake thing, and it's going to be popular. And to be funny, to be frank, he didn't even think it was going to be popular. He just wanted to try the shit out, and it worked. It fucking worked. I sit here all the time, and I'm like, man, the internet is such a huge tool. And he only had $1,000 to do this. And when he walked away from it, he had only spent $924. That's insane. That's insane. Because I was keeping track of what he was using, and he was using all of these free outlets. He used Craigslist, he used Amazon. These were things that, I mean, the site itself, I mean, you might have to go on there and pay for something like on Amazon. The boxes that he bought were 50 cents a piece. Minimal, you had to buy 1,000. So you mean to tell me the most expensive, like, purchase that you made was $500? That's insane. That's insane. That is so telling that some of these kids who are coming out and releasing music, it's not a fault. It's not on accident. Some of these kids actually know what they're doing with the internet. You obviously have people like Ryan Leslie, who has created this app called Superphone, where he controls his entire business, a multi-million dollar business, from his cell phone. No labels, no management, nothing. He does it all himself. He's able to pick up his phone, hit everybody in his super phone and say, yo, where do y'all want to see me next? People say the most popular place, and then he goes there, he performs, he makes a bag, and that's it. Because he's Ryan fucking Leslie, he can do what he wants. But because he has the world at his fingertips, he has his entire fan base, and then on top of that, you have people in your phone that you can pull favors from because they have your phone number. Maybe I'm the only one who's mind blown by this, but just setting in stone something that people have been telling us for years, right? Well, how do I get an agent? How do I get it? Why do you need any of that? Just use the internet. Childish Gambino has an album called Because the Internet. He's walking around telling people to learn code. Just use the internet. Use the internet. You could do anything you want just using the internet. There's a young woman on Twitter who started off as a fucking troll. She's a chef now because of the internet. It's fucking stupid. It's so crazy. And I don't know. I guess just the fact that there's not really a ceiling for much, like the sky is the limit for a lot of people, and people used to believe that the limit is the sky. Keep that in mind whenever you're trying to pursue something. It's all bullshit, for one, and for two, it's at your fingertips. Pull out your fucking phone. I haven't seen a flip phone in years. At the very least, your phone has internet. Make something shake for yourself, please. It's so accessible that I don't know, like, a lot of my friends, they don't even have computers. They just have their phones. You have the world in your pocket wherever you go. You can look up anything. You can do anything. You can research. You can do whatever you want from your pocket. It's like, I don't know. I guess maybe I'm just so mind blown because it was being said to me, but it wasn't registering the way that people thought it should register. And now that I've seen this fucking, it's like, I'm telling you, this could have been a college class. The way he freaked the internet, the way he freaked the world out over some bullshit. And all he was trying to do was just do something that was funny for a special. I don't know, man. I guess just use the internet. Get up, quit playing, use the internet. Just try something new. Do your best, because if you're not utilizing all of the tools that are literally given to you, then your lack of success is your fault. We're gonna get right back into the music here. This is Jeremiah and Ty Dolla $ign with The Light.
Play. Okay, cool. But not without the first day. Okay, cool. But not before I have to wonder if you let me hear if I walk into your doorway. Let's have sex. But not without the sprees, babe. Okay, cool. Not without the vacays, no.
Ooh, it's the way it goes. Man, don't this feel right?
Don't this feel right?
Trying to meet you in Vegas and try my luck again. All your friends say you ain't really in love with him. Started off the hand and now I'm off the throne. Had to switch it up, I had to hit your phone. Can you picture us posted on the wall?
Can you picture us posted on the wall?
I put her to sleep and she woke up like that,
yeah.
Breakfast in bed, I order her for a snack,
yeah.
Then get to the bag, talking a big payback. Roll my wood and give her good.
Ooh, it's the way it goes.
Without the foreplay,
yeah.
Okay, cool. But not without the first date,
yeah.
Okay, cool. But not before I have to wonder if you let me hear if I walk you to your doorway. Let's have sex, but not without the sprees, babe. Okay, cool. But not without the vacays, no.
Fair is she in. I say, boy, don't judge, cause hell if you were.
you be singing to her like la da 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 da, la da 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 da, la da 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 da. Now I'm in the lab, always working late, always sleeping past the breakfast she makes. She used to stop by, come and holla at me, put her purse down and try to battle rap me. She don't do that no more, no more, no more. Don't even listen to the songs I record, but she be banging that Drake in my car. I'm so far gone, she stay blasting Trey in his songs. It's like she never heard of me, heard of me. Now every time somebody asks me if I sing songs to get my women, I say no, nah, they say, okay, I don't believe it. I say no, I swear I never do it. And every time a nigga asks me if I sing songs to get at women, I say no, nah, he say, who do you think you can? I know you, you stole my girlfriend. I just don't play fair, but it's fair enough, 'cause your girl broke my heart. I'm singing la da 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 about heartbreak, and now I'm singing la da 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 about love lost.
Yeah.
is the bop for the summer. You heard it here first. My guy, I am not playing. I told this to PJ. She saw it. She liked the comment. No, I do not PJ person. No, I'm not. No, I do not. Damn, I can't speak today. No, I do not know PJ personally, but I did comment on her Instagram, and I told her that we running this all summer, no cap. So you should know that. You should be aware of that. That was One Missed Call. She just dropped that the other day. And the song before that is a throwback to 2009, one of my favorite Frank Ocean songs, Songs for Women. Next topic of the day. I stumbled upon this video last night. Last night. Young woman by the name of, she goes by Evelyn from the internets, and she has a video where she talks about how she saved up $20,000 over the course of 5 years just to quit her job and fuck off for a year, essentially. A very interesting topic. She goes through, you know, how essentially the year didn't go as planned. She planned to travel and start a garden and all types of other earthy shit. And really, she just ended up traveling for work. She was still doing side hustles and getting money. And now she's back working with two jobs. But she does, she started to understand and realize and come to the sad conclusion that, for one, we determine our self-worth by our productivity. If you think about it, if you're sitting around not doing anything all day on a Sunday, you consider yourself to be a lazy piece of shit. Which is like such a bad way to view things, but that's just how we view shit nowadays. And everybody's always busy. Everybody's always trying to do shit. It's more imperative that you sit your ass down sometimes and just not do a thing. She also was talking about how just because you're able to do it, just because you have the time to do something, doesn't mean that you should always say yes. And I don't know, I thought that was very telling, because I think that's all of our lives right now. I, for one, can speak that, you know, if I get a day off, I'm like, all right, I got to squeeze everything into this one day. And it's like, no, maybe I should just fuck off. Maybe I should just not do it. Especially considering for the fact that I work 6 days a week. So Sundays, that's my only day to do absolutely nothing. And instead of doing absolutely nothing, I'm trying to get everything that I couldn't get done throughout the week done. Now, I don't know. She did make it very clear that she's very privileged in the fact that she had a job to where she wasn't living paycheck to paycheck. And at the end of the month, after bills, she still had a lot of money left over. So she was able to save that way. Also, she had a couple of streams of revenue, one being YouTube, obviously, another being PayPal, because she freelances and does editing for YouTube videos for other creators. So though, and there was another stream of income, I think it was like sponsored videos or sponsored content that she releases, and all of that revenue, all of that money went into a savings account that had no debit card. So she was able to save and not miss that money. And in 5 years, she was able to save $20,000. I think another thing that I was thinking about was, could I save that much money in 5 years? And honestly, I feel like I could. Or I could save close to it. I know everybody with a job where after you pay your bills, especially if you get paid, because it really does depend on, because she's single, she has no children. So it does depend on that. It also depends on the amount of bills that you have. I don't have that many bills. I pay my rent, I pay my Wi-Fi, and I pay my electric. After that, I have money to spend wherever I so choose. And I be broke, but I don't be actual broke. Like, I have enough money to, if I want to go buy me a soda or something like that, or if I need to go make an impromptu trip somewhere, I can pay for gas or something like that. I'm never just so fucking broke, like, that I can't live, you know? My car is paid off. Gas, I mean, for me, because I don't go anywhere, gas is like $20. So, I don't know. I think it's interesting. I think it's interesting that she made this thing that she had been wanting to do for some time into a reality, and she was able to come out of it. It seems somewhat satisfied, but not as satisfied as she had intended it to be. Because I know if I was off work for a year, boy, I'd get so much shit done. So much shit done. If I was able, if $20,000, because you know, $20,000, let me do the math here. So, and I'm not going to tell people how much my bills are, but let me just do some quick math here. We're gonna round up on a lot of these. okay, that's my bills. So let's round that up. Let's say, let's be on the safe side. Let's say $700 for everything a month, right? And then times that by 12. Oops, 700 times 12. Thank you. If $10,000 were to drop into my lap, let's just round all the way up, I would 100% be able to quit my job and live comfortably off that $10,000. 100%. I would be able to do that. I guess the question is, would you be productive or would you just use that time to just catch up on sleep? Because people commented on the, because she made two videos. So the first video was just the announcement that she had taken off for a year just to talk about it. The second video was the follow-up and giving some clarity to certain things. And in the comments, people were saying that if they had a year off, they would do shit like catch up on sleep or travel and then sleep. Like, it was mostly just people just trying to relax. And her point was, why do we feel like we can't do that while we're working? Why do we feel like we can't go make a trip across the, like, you know, if you're off Saturdays and Sundays and you live close to the water, why can't you go to the water for, you know, after Friday after work when you get off, head over there, be there Friday night, Saturday night, you know, half a Sunday, come back Sunday night, get some sleep, wake up and go to work. Like, and it's because that we just are so used to being busy. Like, you're iller if you're busy all the time. You're worth more, I guess, if you're busy all the time. And I guess that's kind of fucked up. Like, when she broke it down like that, I kind of just stared at the screen for a little bit. Like, damn, are we that fucked up that we feel like we ain't shit unless we're always on the move? I don't want to be that way. I don't want to live that way. So I don't know. I think in the future, I'm trying to change that. That's a lesson that I took away from this weekend. I wasn't that busy and not as busy as I normally was. And I kind of felt more satisfied that way. You know, I thought that maybe if I got a whole bunch of work done on my one day off, I would feel more complete starting off the week. I had some shit to do when I got that shit done, but I mean, I wasn't so busy that I was looking at the clock every 45 minutes like, damn, my day's running out. I feel like I had a good weekend. You know, enjoy your time on this earth, because it comes with a timer and you don't know what that timer reads. No one knows what that timer reads. You have to enjoy your time. You have to do shit that you want to do. You can't just sit around and just wish that you had this and had that, because to be honest, the people who have the things that you don't have have either A, been gifted with it via privilege, via parents, via, you know, luck, or B, they worked twice as hard as you did. This girl has two jobs. She said she told people that she had a 9 to 5 and a 5 to 1 a.m. 5 to 2 a.m. So you have to determine whether you want to work that hard, whether you want to be, whether you're trying to be as committed to what you're trying to do in this life as they are, or if you just want to have an easy peasy life. Because if that's the case, that'll be your answer to whether or not you're going to pursue something that makes you happy, or if you're going to be just as content as the nigga sitting next to you at your job. So you have to make that decision for yourself. I thought it was an interesting thing. Again, her name was Evelyn from the internets. As soon as you type it in, I feel like the video might be the top one because it's gaining a little bit of traction. But if not, it was the most recent video that she released, I do believe. So you should check that out. Come to a conclusion yourself. We'll talk about it. Next song coming in at number 8. I don't know if this is, I feel like it's like whenever we come back from me talking or me playing music, I want to say, if you're just joining us, I'm like, well, why would you skip all the way through if you've never heard this podcast before? But the next song on our playlist today is BJ the Chicago Kid with Turning Me Up.
Play from the top, I'm staying. Let me get a track just to make sure I'm... Turn me up a little bit more.
Baby, keep on turning me up. Yeah. Baby, keep on turning me up. Yeah, yeah, yeah. He's just the little so many things you do. And then keeps on turning me up. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Keep doing that thing you're doing to me. That sweet little thing you're doing to me, babe.
You're my number one. what's her name? You don't need to know about everything. You fight about this, you fight about that. You hang up the phone and call me right back. Well, I'll never be something I'm not. So please don't throw away what we've got. Cause we've been together for way too long. I was playing around, but I'm coming home.
You know that I love you.
You know that I love you.
There's no one above you.
No one above you.
You ain't gotta borrow nothing from them broke ass friends who be bargain hunting. They say they shop on eBay, baby, why is they fronting? They be on the internet, but they never cop nothing. I keep you and girl with his those in your toes and your neck staying froze off that rose colored gold. I suppose you was told by them hoes I was cheating. Tell you my heart don't got nothing to do with my penis. He got a mind of his own and he just be saying shit. And I don't wanna cheat, but I don't be saying shit. I try to jag off, he asked me who is you playing with, but I know he loves. You, he told me you was his favorite.
You know that I love you.
You know that I love you.
No one above you.
Johnny, no baby, love you.
I said it the last time.
Last time.
Let's just split the cost. They say it's both our fault. I tried to find my point, and somewhere I got lost. Looking for myself, I found someone I'm not, or someone I once was, someone I forgot.
Yeah, but everybody needs somebody sometime, and a little me time in the meantime. I'm just trying to be free in my free time. Yeah, yeah, I really hope you can see where I come from, and maybe you can come through when it comes time. Don't you worry about a thing, it's all alright. Yeah, I've been diving, trying to find him. I'm done hiding from the truth. Yeah, yeah, diving to who's inside me. Someone I'm done for. Trust me, I miss you too. But I miss me, I miss me, I miss me, girl. I miss me, I miss me, I miss me, girl. Though we still got love, what's love without trust? I've been by your side, but I guess I gave you too much. Friends say I've been low, hate that they bring you up. I gotta move on, I know what you want. We've been on a different way, so I gotta give you a space. Lately I've been reading all the signs, and we've been on a different page. Before we say goodbye, know that I'll try for you. I'll try for you. Trying to find him, I'm done hiding from the truth. Diving to who's inside me, someone I long for. Trust me, I miss you too. But I miss me, I miss me, I miss me, girl. I miss me, I miss me, I miss me, girl.
I miss me, I miss me, I miss me.
but I miss me. I miss me. I miss me. I miss me, girl.
I miss me.
I miss me. I miss me. I miss me, girl.
That was Kyle with I Miss Me, my favorite song off of his latest record. Light of Mine, I do believe, is the name of the record. And then the song before that was a little throwback again, you know, just decided to throw it back once more with John Legend featuring Kanye West with Number One. Let's get into some music, guys. Let's talk about new releases. First of all, top of the list, Schoolboy Q's Crash Talk record came out. I know I don't necessarily always play rap on this podcast, but I do enjoy the acts over at TDE. I've mentioned that in an earlier podcast. Schoolboy Q is no exception to that. Great fucking record. Great fucking record. If you haven't heard it, that's your fault. You should go check that out. Solid fucking rapping from Schoolboy Q yet again. He does it again. This is what, third album, right? Oxymoron. Then it was Blank Face, right? And then it was this one. No? Am I tripping? The third commercial album. Because I know we had records before that was Setbacks and the Contradictions record. Habits of Contradictions, I do believe, is the name of the record. But third commercial album. Crash Talk. Schoolboy Q. Great fucking record. You're welcome. We do have... just out of the blue. I don't know if it was... necessarily promoted. I didn't see it, but there's a new record from Tink. Tink has a new record out. God damn, that's amazing. I gotta go hear that. I just saw it this morning before I started recording, and I was like, what? Tink has a record out? So I have to hear what that was. She has a song that she premiered on her Instagram, and she was doing this thing where she was like the hands on the legs with the twerk, and it made me like weak a little bit. Because she said something about how the nigga make her legs numb, and I was like, oh yeah, I need to hear what that's about. I need to know who made your legs numb, sweetheart. I need to know about that. So I'm gonna hear that record. I talked about these people on an earlier podcast. The Amours, signed to PJ Morton's label. They have their record out as an EP. It is called Mon Amour, I do believe. Let me double check on that. I don't want to disrespect anybody here. The Amours. Come on, load up, my guy. You've been here before. Let's go. Yeah, it's fucking fun. The Mon Amour EP. Check that out. The Amours are spelled T-H-E, the, of course, A-M-O-U-R-S, The Amours. They're two sisters, and they have some of the most perfect pitch. It's so creepy. Like, they have Instagram videos where they're singing, and... they sing the same note. They don't do harmony very often. They sing the same notes, like the same shit when they're singing this cover. And it's like one voice that's thrown into a chorus effect in a DAW. Like, it sounds so on point, so pitch perfect. They are somebody. They are two young women who are to be recognized and who are going to make waves later on down the line. I can feel it in my bones with these two. That much talent doesn't go slept on for very long, and y'all should jump on that. The Amours with the Mon Amour EP. Moving right along to some more music, and this is kind of late. I'm late to the whole thing on this, but I talked about Queen Herbie. I played one of her records recently, and she has EP 6 coming out soon. As a matter of fact, it will be dropping May 3rd, this Friday. So, right? Is that this Friday? I can do math. I can math real good. Yes, this Friday, Queen Herbie is dropping EP 6. This is her 6th EP in 2 years? She's just dropping EPs. She said, fucking album, we're doing EPs out this bitch. So, I've already purchased it. It was $3.99. Yeah, I mean, you can wait for the stream, but fuck it. It's $3.99, and Queen Herbie doesn't disappoint me. So you should go check that out. May 3rd, this Friday, Queen Herbie EP 6. I think that is all that I have on new music, as far as music that I would listen to. But we already talked about Lizzo's record. I can't stop talking about the record. It's such a good fucking record. So, I mean, any other music suggestions that you guys have for me, please email them to me, and I'll take a listen and see if, you know, it's worth talking about. And if it is worth talking about, I will bring it to the table. Moving right along with our second to last song through this bag. I was just feeling really throwbacky this week. This is Joss Stone featuring Common with Tell me what we're gonna do now.
Is a blessing. The world in a state of aggression. I find calm in you. I see my mom in you. It's like a feeling in your stomach when you want it so bad. If we keep keeping it fresh, it ain't gonna go bad. I've been through the valley of love, rode the shores of Cali just to find peace of mind. Looking to the sky, asking for at least a sign. Beautiful, you came at such a decent time. When we combine, it's like good food and wine. Flavorful, yet refined. You remind me of the divine. So easy, love can be lost and then found. Like Stevie, I just love having you around. You wearing a gown, I'm wearing a crown. Pound for pound, we the freshest couple in town.
When my mind falls, you're my joy, you're my
That was Joss Stone featuring Common with Tell Me What We're Gonna Do Now. We have come to the end of our podcast today. I feel like it flowed a little bit better. I feel like I'm getting a little bit better at this. I think I'm going to keep that intro that I did. I think I'm going to do my best to because I just don't give a shit about popular culture shit. But what I do care about is certain things that enhance the mind or just make you think about shit throughout the rest of your week. And I think I'm going to continue to embark on those topics and try to talk about things that I actually give a shit about. I apologize for my earlier podcast where I just didn't give a shit about anything but Lizzo's record. But I'm going to do better. We're getting better. We're trying to do better things. So this has been another episode, and I will be back next week. We're starting off May. We're about to hit 10 episodes, and I'm super proud of myself because I have kept this completely private and no one knows about it yet. I still had the ambition and the want to get up every Monday morning and do this. So thank you for listening. Thank you for emails. Thank you for talking to me. Thank you for giving me shit to talk about. Thank you for being there for me. And I appreciate each and every one of you. It's not a lot of you, but it's enough for me for right now. It's enough for me, period. Even if this thing doesn't ever get super, super major, I appreciate every one of you. And I mean that from the bottom of my heart. So we're going to exit on a somber note. Not necessarily somber, a more chill note. We'll say that. This is Moonchild with The List. I will see everybody next week. You guys have a good and blessed week, and we'll talk to you later.
Just to let you go.